Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 31st, 2025. Every so often, I get some pertinent questions from people who are asking about significance, how to make a significant change either in their life or in the world. And I don't think I've ever in all my years of being a broadcaster, a teacher, have I seen so many people asking, how do we change things? I think this has to do with government and all the things that are going on there. So I get this question from Adam in San Francisco, and he talks about the whole political scene that's going on now in this country and how he feels about it. And then he asked me, I watched your TV series on A Life Worth Living. How do I make my life worth living? Adam from San Francisco. First of all, Adam, thank you for watching the program. It was made many years ago, and it's the truths in it, the facts haven't changed. In this world, there will always be wars. There will always be rumors of wars. That's just the way it's going to be. So with all that being said, here we are. So I am so interested in why you would watch A Life Worth Living, and I'll probably call you and ask you about a few questions if you don't mind. But the thing that is most important about that series is that it's about Socrates and about how he taught and what he taught. And he taught everything, as do all wise people, from a sense of not interfering in this world with what's going on and understanding what is going on. Now, what do I mean by not interfering? Look, all the protesting and the yelling and the screaming and all that other good stuff that we like to do isn't going to change anything in this country. Nothing. Everything is, shall we say, on course with the way we are. What was it that Jefferson said? The government we get is the government we deserve. And he was right. We do a lot of things. We think a lot of things that we believe just don't matter. We think our private thoughts are our private thoughts, but they're not. They add to the collective unconscious. And if you begin to really look at this, what kind of thoughts do we have? What kind of motivations do we live in? What kind of person are we? What is the nature of us as not only people, but just as human beings? And that turns into being a people of this world. Do you think that, Adam, that you are not a part of this whole problem, as am I? We are. Just being here on Earth is a problem. And I have to ask myself, what am I doing to serve humankind? Am I doing things that protesting would make a difference? You really think that the powers that be or Congress or the president looks and goes, Oh, there's Adam and Greg. They're protesting. Oh, my God. Maybe I made a mistake. No, they're not looking at that at all. We didn't nip things in the bud, as I talked about yesterday in my podcast with Jack. We don't nip things in the bud. We let things get big. We're indifferent to our life. We're indifferent to ourselves. How did you? This is what I always ask myself. So I'm just giving you my medicine, and this may not work for you. But Adam, I asked myself, how did I get to this place where I am living as a Gregory? And you have to ask yourself the question, how did I get to this place where I'm living as an Adam? I mean, really? Well, impulse, genetics, a lot of it you don't understand because you don't educate yourself on it. You need to read Robert Sapolsky's Behave and maybe his book Determined. Yuval Harari, you need to look at that and read maybe Sapiens or Homo Deus. You need to take a course inside yourself of where the hell you and I are. And it is hell here because we don't have enlightened people. We don't have awakened people. And that's just the way it's supposed to be here on Earth. We're not here to live in a euphoria or in nirvana. Nirvana lives within us, and you don't have to live in the accord of the populace, the collective unconscious that lives radically in such things as vengeance and pride. You don't have to do that. You must make things easy. The world is a difficult place. To make it easy, we have to begin to see the world that we live in from within ourselves. And that the small things within us that look, you know, benign, aren't benign. They are not at all. They turn into many different things that change our life. So it isn't about striving for greatness. Let me read this to you from the Tao. And it's very important. The most difficult in the world must be made easy. And in the beginning, it is easy. The biggest in the world is the smallest in its beginning. So the sage never strives for greatness and can therefore accomplish greatness. Translation into modern day Western English. Don't try to be important. Don't try to change things to be great. If you really want to understand the series that I did on A Life Worth Living, it was all about sacrificing everything for the sake of love and learning what love is, not assuming that you and I know what love is and we think of it as pure emotionality, which of course it's not. So this means to remove myself from my emotions, which will change the way I operate in my mind, and I will no longer live out the genetic Gregory, and you will no longer live out the genetic Adam, and you will start to evolve. And in that evolution, you will enter into consciousness. This means meditation, meditation. Not indulging my thoughts. If you watch your thoughts, if you can learn just to watch them without encountering them and making them some kind of causation for your life, an ideology, or if you don't fight with your thoughts, if you just listen to how they manipulate your body and mind, how they manipulate the way you live your life, you will begin to see it all starts with emotionality. When you and I become instinctive, DNA, when I become instinctive and I start living from the instincts of my need for survival, that is when I will become emotional. When I become emotional, that is when I become dangerous. Dangerous to myself and to the well-being of others. And this is something that most people just cannot understand, refuse to understand. It's too much trouble not to be emotional. It's so much easier, no-brainer, fun even, to be emotional about everything. If you want a life worth living, as I talked about in the TV program, you'll have to change the manner of your way. You'll have to live from a different place. Instead of living to be happy and comfortable, you live for the sake of a love that is greater than yourself, greater than your beliefs, where you do not incorporate the diabolical part of our mischief, thinking that in our mischief, our pride, our vanity, thinking that we know what is right over what is wrong, our self-righteousness. If you can give those things up, that is when you will enter into the way. And it won't be the Adam or the Greg that enters into that way because they can't go there. It is something greater than that. It is the presence of learning how to appreciate and live from your soul. As I tell my students, we must fall in love with our souls, not with each other, but our souls. Tough thing, huh? Adam, you're probably like, ugh, I don't want to do that. But anyway, you got your answer. I hope it helps and may it serve you well. I really do. Anyway, thank you all for listening this week. I look forward to hearing from you, maybe about all of this. You can reach me at greg@aspire.org. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful weekend, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.